Chapter 6. California. Stephen started to use an electric wheelchair at the end of the 1970s. These wheelchairs were quite new at that time. At first, Stephen could drive his wheelchair. The muscles in one hand were still strong enough. He also had a special car for a time too. He liked to take people for drives in this little car. In 1974, Stephen became a member of the Royal Society. The Royal Society is a famous club in London for the best scientists in the country. This was a big surprise for someone of his age. He was only 32. But his work on Hawking radiation was excellent. That same year, the California Institute of Technology asked him to go and work there for a year. Caltech in Pasadena is not a big university, but it is one of the best science universities in the world. Many famous scientists have worked there. Stephen and his family were very happy in California. The children loved it. The weather was great, and they loved the new colour televisions. There were very few colour televisions in England at that time. To make things a little easier for Jane, a student came to live with them to help with Stephen. After that, the family usually had a student to live with them. Stephen went back to Caltech many times in his life. Stephen and his family were happy in California. After a year in California, Stephen and his family went back to Cambridge, and he worked at the university again. In 1977, he became a professor of physics at the University of Cambridge, and in 1979, he became a professor of mathematics there. Stephen and Jane's third child, Timothy, was born in 1979. People were now very interested in black holes, and Stephen sometimes wrote about them for newspapers or talked about them on television. But now he had a new problem. Speaking was getting very difficult, and after some time, only his friends and family could understand him. Stephen had other problems too. He visited Switzerland for his work in 1985, and he became very ill there. The doctors in Switzerland did not think that they could help him. "He is going to die," they thought. A plane took him back to Cambridge, and he had an operation on his neck in the hospital there. After the operation, he could not speak at all. People had to show him a card with letters on it. Then they pointed to the letters, and Stephen moved a muscle near his eye if they pointed to the right letter. It was very slow. "It's really hard to speak just a few words to people in this way," said Stephen. "And it's even more difficult to write a lot about science." Some of Stephen's doctors wanted him to live in a special hospital, but Stephen did not want to do that. He was able to live at home, but now he needed more people to help. Three nurses came in day and night to help him. Speaking with a card was slow, but then a man called Walter Waltos in California showed Stephen and Jane a new machine. Waltos's wife's mother had motor neurone disease, and he made the first machine for her. The computer helped people with MND to speak. Stephen could still move his hand a little, and he used this to choose words on the computer. He could now say 3 words a minute. That is quite slow. When he wanted to say a lot to a group of students or other scientists, he wrote everything earlier. Then the computer spoke the words for him. The voice on the machine was quite strange, but Stephen started to like it. Later, with newer computers, Stephen could try other voices, but he liked the old one more. It was his voice now, and soon people all across the world knew it from the television and radio. After a few years, Stephen's hand got weaker, and he could not move it anymore. But he could still move a muscle in his face. He used that muscle to control the speaking machine. Stephen wrote about his speaking machine, "The computer program shows me letters and words on the computer. I can choose any word or letter by moving a muscle in my face."